few months ago, I was walking in Stanley Park in Vancouver and by the pond. Just an example of, I'm always watching around me, because one can learn so much by simply watching people. Now, I don't mean, I also, animals, of course, are deeper learning, but you can learn about dysfunction by watching people. There was a man, an old elderly man, feeding the ducks with breadcrumbs. And then two youngsters, teenagers on bicycles, 16-year-old, came up, and they were wearing a badge, some voluntary workers, ecological voluntary working brigade or something. And they talked to the man who was feeding the ducks and said, oh, do you know that feeding the ducks is actually bad for them, feeding them breadcrumbs, because it fills up their stomach and doesn't give them enough nourishment? And he was feeding the duck. And then he said, yeah, I know. And he continued to feed the ducks. And then they said a bit more, and then the defensiveness came up. He actually admitted that he knew it was bad for them, but somehow perhaps it gave him pleasure. Maybe it's the only interaction he has in life, to feed the ducks. So the pleasure he derives from feeding the ducks was greater than knowing that it's actually harmful for them. So, and then he said, okay, well, no, I'm not stupid. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. I'm not stupid. So ego reaction came like clockwork, and he started talking angrily and defending himself. Didn't make much sense, because you can't defend behavior that you've just recognized as wrong. But the ego doesn't care. It was an automatic defense mechanism, and he talked for several minutes, getting more and more angry, defending. Now, what was he defending? A mental position, a mental image, his ego. And finally, the youngsters who were present, seemed quite present, or well-trained at least, they said, thank you for listening to us, bye-bye. And then the man walked on, and I walked on, and 50 yards further on, I could see him, he was again feeding the ducks. But it's, now, let's just see if presence had been there in him at that moment. Let's say, let's replay the same scenario. He's feeding the ducks. The youngsters come, say, do you know it's harmful? And he's, perhaps the first statement was actually true. He said, yes, I know. And then he would say, I know you're absolutely right. It just gives me so much pleasure. I can't help it. I just feel that I need to feed the ducks, but you're right. I'll stop now. Or I'll just give them the rest of what I have, but I know you're absolutely right, but it's just that I love the duck so much, and it gives me so much pleasure to feed them. Now, that is his true power would be arising, where the ego would have said, no, this is, you become annihilated, this is weakness, defend yourself. But if he had honestly expressed that, not needing to defend an image, then a true power would have arisen in him. His true power would have come forth, and to the ego that looks like becoming vulnerable, but it's not, it's true strength. And the whole interaction, the quality would have changed with it. There might have been a true communication between two human beings, the youngsters and the old man. There might even have been love. It could have been a wonderful encounter, but the ego didn't allow that. It needed to defend itself. That's, you get, people get more and more trapped in that, and this is just a tiny example. Now imagine somebody living like his whole life in that way, and most people are. Not so much, perhaps everybody in this room recognizes a little bit of that, or sometimes more than a little bit, in their own lives, but most people in this room are not totally, nobody in this room is totally trapped in those ego patterns. Everybody who sits here, there's some already areas of freedom where you are go beyond ego, opening up. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. The ego wouldn't have allowed you to come here, or if you had come anyway, it would have become too painful. You would have gone home by now. Now, the interesting thing, when presence, the dimension comes in, and you observe defensiveness, then, oh God, there it is. And then sometimes through the simple fact of observation, you go beyond it, because that's the power that is where you don't need the defensiveness anymore. And then there's the shift suddenly. And always the mind will tell you, dangerous, defend yourself, protect yourself. So you learn by observing other human beings and then observing yourself, of course. Thank you.